Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, I just love when I have a turbocharged guest who does so many amazing things that my head spins trying to formulate a cohesive interview. And so it is today with the very special Peggy Seelfun. Peggy is a personal development coach, author, motivational speaker, and internationally recognized as an expert on dealing with stress and anxiety, especially as it relates to wellness and happiness. Certified in life-changing modalities from Western and Eastern traditions, Peggy blends cutting-edge approaches into a highly effective, customized, integrated life coaching system that awakens personal balance and ignites the inner source of empowerment. She coaches individuals and corporate groups all over the country in powerful strategies to improve productivity, performance, and well-being. Her best-selling book is Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. And she is the co-author of The Change, Insights into Self-Empowerment with Tony Robbins' first mentor, Jim Britt. She also published Embodying the Power of Zero Stress Zone with spiritual master, Yogi Amrit Desai. And she is originally from New York City, and she's here with us right now. So let's find out more. Welcome to the network, Peggy.
Thank you so much, Pat. That was a mouthful. I love turbocharged. I'm going to use that. Thank you.
I feel that from you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. You know, you have so many wellness programs, books, and wellness products. I mean, we could talk for hours, so I'm going to try to share as much as possible, kind of like a tease as to what you can do to help all of us feel better and live life up to our potential, because actually, that's what it's all about. So I want to start with some of your books, Escape from Anxiety. Tell us a little about that.
That was really one of my first forays into putting all of my different techniques and strategies together between two covers to really help my clients all over the world. So it literally includes over 100 different techniques to interrupt patterns of stress, fear, and anxiety. And just by opening to any letter of the alphabet from literally A to Z, you can find one thing to do, and in that moment, you will feel better. And then the second part of the book really helps guide you into more sustainable resolution. So it's very comprehensive, but very easy to use. It's little bite-sized pieces of information, which make it really accessible for people.
And, you know, that's extremely important, because if someone is feeling high anxiety or stress, the last thing you want to do is read some giant thick book and think, oh, I can't
exactly.
even get through that, you know. You just want to put a little piece in your mouth and get this thing figured out.
Well, and that's the thing when you are having a panic attack, for instance. You really don't need someone lecturing you about what you might be experiencing. You know what you're experiencing. You need a quick solution. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book really helps. Just give people the tools they need to interrupt things that are not working for them. When you're in a panic attack, it's really miserable and uncomfortable and worrisome, and it feeds itself. So by having these lifelines of opportunities, of techniques that are really simple to do, it just can change that moment and in time changes your life. Mm-hmm.
Any little quick nugget you could share, especially with a panic attack?
With a panic attack, the easiest quick resolution is to slow down, stop noticing you're having, notice you're having the panic attack, and take a few very slow, deep breaths. Just by doing that, it signals your nervous system to calm down. It helps stop that fight or flight response, and it just oxygenates your cells better, so you actually function better. So it takes practice, and that's one of the things that I teach a lot of my clients, is that typically when you're in a panic attack, you can't think about anything. You forget everything you know. So it's important that you just practice some deep breathing when you're feeling good, so that when you're not feeling so good, it's available to you. Does that make sense to you?
No, that's brilliant. Yes, because when you're in the throes of something like that, you're not going to be rational. But if it's something you prepared for and and practiced, obviously, then it's going to be a little aid that you can use. And, you know, I preach wellness and holistic and alternatives, and so many people reach for the pharmaceutical alternatives right. when you're talking about breathing. Oh my gosh, how simple is that?
Well, and that's the whole point. This is something that's built into our anatomy. It's easily accessible anywhere, anytime. You just have to remember that you have this. And I think sometimes we're such complex individuals, human beings, that we overlook simplicity. We overlook something that is so easy. We think we have to work harder and do more, when really, in essence, we need to simplify and do less. And one of the things I'd actually love to share with your listeners is a simple audio recording that I've done that can also help in those moments of stress and panic. And it just takes 3 minutes. So you can go to 3minutestodestress.com, and that's the numeral 3minutestodestress.com, and download it onto your smartphone so you always have it with you. And that's a really good interrupter as well, and something simple.
I'm writing it down. 3 minutes to de-stress.
Wonderful.
3 minutes to de-stress.com.
That's it.
All right, everybody. Got that. Excellent. Let's talk about the book that you compiled and edited called Zero Stress Zone. That sounds like it was quite exciting for you to work on.
It was tremendously exciting, and it took 10 years,
oh, wow.
which was just amazing to me. Every time I thought it was complete and done, I would go back and meet with Gurudev, as we call Yogi Amrit Desai, and realize that it wasn't done yet. And at one point, it was 600 pages, and I went back and said, wait, we cannot produce it. Nobody's going to read this. So we worked on it for literally 10 years, and I kept wondering, is it for my education that we're doing this for such a long period, or is it really evolving? And I really felt we kind of co-created things along the way, just deepening understandings and deepening communication. And for me, it's incredible what that book offers. It's called Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone. And it's really about that integration of mind and body and returning back to the integrated source of being that's really inborn within you and allows you to really connect to your true essence. And it's that place that people get to almost mindlessly when you get involved in a project that you just love and you disappear into it. And it's like, wait a minute, I only had 20 minutes allocated and I just spent 3 hours. How is that possible? Where did the time go? And that's what happens when we're in the zero stress zone, is that we really lose track of time and we're in this very calm, beautiful, productive, creative, blissful place. But most people don't know how to get there consciously. And that's really what the book teaches. And I work with athletes too. A lot of athletes don't know how they get there.
I saw that on your website. You work with golfers and tennis players.
Yes. Well, I play golf and I play tennis, so I apply it to all the things I love. And it was really interesting. It was last year at, I think it was the Australian Open. Misha Zverev, a not a very well-known player, was playing against Andy Murray, who at the time was number one in the world. And 4 sets later, Misha walked away victorious. He beat number one in the world. And when the interviewer ran up and asked him, Misha, how did you do it? He shrugged his shoulders and he said, I don't know. He said, I felt like I was in a coma.
Wow.
So even professional athletes don't understand that place. And we can. That's what this book helps people really tap into, is that understanding and how to access it themselves.
And you don't have to be a sports figure for this to work. I mean, it's applicable for everything and anything you do in life.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. It's also a great way for people to just manage challenges in their lives in a way that's more productive. Mm-hmm. You know, as Albert Einstein said, you can't see solutions to problems with the same mind that created the problems. And so by using these different strategies, you literally shift. You shift to be able to see a bigger picture and to really understand better solutions.
So self-empowering and something we all have at our fingertips, but we just need a guide perhaps. And so you have spent 10 years educating yourself so that you can educate us. So thank you.
Oh, it's been my joy, honestly.
Now, you do coaching and life training to help people build a what's called a personalized integrated life plan. And you ask folks to ask themselves these questions, and I want to share them. You ask for people to think, am I tired of being tired with no energy? Do I often feel overwhelmed by life's challenges? Could my relationships be better? Is my health at risk due to weight, illness, or other issues? Am I stressed, anxious, or jittery much of the time? Are finances or my workplace an ongoing problem? Do I know my life purpose? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, you'll want to sign up for one of your personal development integrated life training. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is there a person on the planet who wouldn't answer yes to one or more of those questions?
Well, that's probably true. But what the questions really are about is, do you feel that way chronically? It's not if one day you're feeling really tired and you're tired of feeling tired that day. It's really about feeling in that sort of discord day after day after day, and life just doesn't feel like it's working for you, and you're feeling burdened and you're feeling pressured, and you're having symptoms that are manifesting from that, like exaggerated worries or not even being able to function. I actually had a client who his business was falling apart, and naturally he was quite disturbed and worried about it, but it turned into terrible insomnia. And when we don't sleep, we can't refresh and renew and think clearly. He was gaining weight. He was really heading for a stroke. And that not sleeping at night was, again, one of those key signs that this is chronic. This is a real problem. And in order to change everything in his life, he had to get a grip and really stop what he was doing to pay attention to the fact that he was so out of balance. So then it was a matter of working with him to bring him back into alignment, to bring him back into balance, and to help him see himself, not through the eyes of fear and panic and worry, but through empowerment. And it completely changed him, and he was able to sleep again and really be able to thrive in his business again, and now he's doing great.
As you're saying this, I'm thinking about your answer to my question was that it needs to be chronic, but I was also thinking that sometimes you need a spot check. You know, I know myself personally, I went through 10 years of being a caretaker for my mom, and just that stress that was kind of thrown at me was nothing that I was doing, but something that was kind of being done to me. And then how do you deal with that? So I'm imagining that there's many people who have things like that happen to them, where they could then use you and the wisdom that you share with that integrated life plan just for those moments, right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, look, we do get thrown a lot of challenges along our path, and it's how we deal with them. It's how we react to them. It's how we manage to overcome them that makes the difference. And being a caretaker is often so depleting for the caretaker, because caretakers don't tend to take care of themselves in the process. They're so busy taking care of their patient or mom or whoever it might be. So it's really important to tune into that understanding of our own human vulnerabilities, of our own need to take care of ourselves. I see this a lot in relationships. I work with a lot of people who have marital issues. And what I find again and again is that people are not taking care of themselves. They're so busy tuning into the other person that they're really not tuning into all that they have to offer. And you cannot give to anyone else what isn't flowing through you. So even as a caretaker, if you're not taking care of yourself, it's really tough for you to not get tired, exhausted, resentful, all those kinds of things. Whereas when you change that perspective by using some different strategies and tools and really activating self-care programs for yourself, you rise to the occasion and you go through it gloriously, and it doesn't become a burden. It just changes the whole energetic impact of it on you and your life. And at the same time, you become a better caretaker, mm-hmm. or a better spouse, and it really changes, or a better employee or employer. So it really does filter into every aspect of your life. And that's what I love about doing this work, is that it really touches everyone. It really touches our human vulnerabilities and allows people to really tap into their greatness through very simple processes. And it's all accessible and available to us. It's just again, we keep looking for things that are harder, or we have to do more, or we need to take a pill and that'll solve it. And it's looking for the solutions in all the wrong places.
Exactly, looking for the solution within. And I was thinking as you're talking about that, how if left unattended and you don't tend to this, then it can manifest itself into a real physical disease.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I actually lecture a lot about that. I do a lot of motivational talking, and I try to sensitize people to that very fact, because what happens so often is, as human beings, we have this built-in fight or flight survival mechanism, which gets triggered when we perceive we're in danger. The problem is that we create our own perceptions of danger, and often it's through our thoughts or choices or beliefs or experiences. And so all too often we're in reaction. And then when that reaction becomes chronic, what's happening is we're speeding up our heart rate. We're sending all the energy into our extremities so we can literally fight or fly and run away from the danger. And so when that happens, the energy is actually siphoned away from non-essential functions. It's siphoned away from our digestion, from our immune system. So when you're constantly in a fear mode or in that fight or flight, you're constantly compromising the biology of your own body. Eventually, you break down. Eventually, disease comes in. And I see so many health issues that in my clients that I work with and help them resolve, so that they pay attention to those chronic stress levels. We unfortunately live in this culture where we accept stress as normal. Oh, I'm just stressed. It's no big deal. It is a big deal when it starts taking this toll.
And it also can evolve into pain, whether it's headache pain or muscular pain. And you have a pain buster program, which I'm very interested to hear more about.
Yes, it does. Definitely. Look, once we have those imbalances and things start going wrong in our body speaks to us, and it's paying attention to the pain thresholds and what's happening and where the pain is happening. And it's really important that we don't just suppress the pain. And that's what our Western medicine tends to want us to do, is just suppress those symptoms and they'll go away. But pain is telling you something, and it's about paying attention to that. So I have a lot of techniques that I use to interrupt those patterns of pain. And one is, in fact, I have an audio blog I just started at talkabouthealthyliving.com. And one of the techniques, each month I offer another technique, and one of them is actually one that can help interrupt patterns of pain. And it's a visualization technique. And what we found in the neurosciences is that the place in the brain where we feel pain, where we recognize pain, is also the place where we visualize. So when you can interrupt that pain response with a visualization, something beautiful that you love, a place you love to be, or someone you love to be with, and you visualize that, again, this takes practice, but you can literally interrupt the pain reaction, the pain response in the brain. And so as you practice this more and more, you can really expand that result. I also, through the Pain Buster program, look at really the root cause of the pain, the source of it. Oftentimes it's emotional, mental, and when we address those areas, it resolves.
That's interesting about the brain and how fascinating it really is, that it really doesn't know if we are on the beach in Tahiti or if we are struggling through, you know, a problem at work. So if you feed it that or give it that mental image, that's where it goes.
Exactly. And it's true. We don't know the difference, because the mind is really powerful. And when you visualize, and I help people, in fact, the audio really goes through the technique of how to create it. If you just have a picture, that's not enough. You really have to take it through more deeply into your being as you visualize it. And so that audio, it's less than 8 minutes, so it doesn't take a long time. And it's really valuable to learn that method, because it's really helpful in a lot of ways.
Well, now I want to kind of jump to a different topic, but one that has always been of great interest to me. And that is gemstone healing. the healing power of stones and rocks and crystals. And I know a lot of people think that's some kind of pseudoscience or woo-woo, but I want to talk about it because there's really some serious research and fact to it. And you also have a line of wellness jewelry, which you call, and I love this, jewelry with a purpose. Let's talk about this.
It's funny. I got involved in working with gemstones way back when I was having some physical issues myself, and I went to a massage therapist, and at the end of the session, he looked at me and said, "You need hematite." And my response was, "What is that, an herb? I have no idea what hematite is." And so I started researching it. Hematite is a very grounding gemstone. And so I really started getting fascinated about the influence of these gemstones on our energy centers and how they can affect us emotionally, physically. And so I began working, and I trained as a crystal medicine practitioner. So I went through a whole training learning about all of the different aspects. And you're right, there's so many people who say, "Well, that's kind of woo-woo, I don't believe that." And yet, when you think about it, we know that quartz has the ability to conduct, transform, and store energy. Yep. And it's widely used in today's technology. It's in our televisions, our computers, watches, cars, chips, our cell phones. So we know quartz amplifies and stores energy. So that's clear. There's no question about it. So why would we question that other gemstones, which are formed over eons and often at high pressure, why they can't not also be the embodiment of intense concentrations of energy and have these energetic and physical properties? So they do, but it's just our belief systems for many people aren't there yet. And that's okay. So I still love designing pieces. One of the first pieces I designed was my Stress Buster bracelet. And the first woman who bought it was so stressed out in her job, she could hardly function. She was a supervisor of 30 people. And within a week, people in her employ were commenting how much calmer and easier she was to be around. And about a year after she bought it, she caught it on something at work and it broke. And she was in a panic because she'd been wearing it every single day. So there definitely is an impact of these gemstones. And add to that, there's certainly some support when your belief system supports it.
Absolutely. I'm thinking of, and I'm sure people are thinking of, the placebo effect, but there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that either, is there, if it works?
And that's what I believe. And that's why I use so many different modalities in my work with clients, because what works for one person may not work for another. And I like being able to have a full range of tools and techniques that I can really help someone hone in on what is going to work for them, for their belief system, for their lifestyle, for the things that really resonate for them in their life. Because if it doesn't, it doesn't work for them. They don't stay with it. And it's really important with so many of the processes that I use that you have to keep practicing it. You have to keep using it. And as you incorporate it into your life, it just becomes a habit that's very positive, nurturing, supportive, and helps supercharge your life.
I do want to make a comment about this because I am familiar with gemstones. I've studied them myself, and I used to have an American Indian art gallery for years and would go in procure gem quality turquoise and other and coral and the stones that the American Indians were using. And often then you would find synthetics or stones that are stabilized and injected with blue dye and fillers. And so I think the key, if you really are wanting to work with gemstones, is to make sure, in fact, the stones are of gem quality and not the plastic that look like a carnelian or whatever, or look like turquoise or are blue. And in fact, they really are not, you know, a gem quality stone. I just think a lot of people get waylaid that way by others who are just trying to make money.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad that you mentioned that. It is so important, and you're exactly right that there's a lot of imitations, and it's really important that you get the authentic gemstones. And I use my sources, my suppliers. I know them. I've worked with them for years now, so I know the quality. And whenever I have any question about any gemstone, I have a gemologist who I work with, and I have him test it. So I know that what I'm using is not artificial in any way.
Yep.
And you can feel it. When you've worked with it enough, you can literally feel the energies of the stones just holding them in your hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Once you're trained and familiar with them, you can spot them just, as you say, by look and by feel. So that's very interesting. I'm glad that I've never talked about this with anybody before, so I'm happy to have this opportunity. So you sell these on your website as well, yes?
I do. In fact, I've actually not talked about this before. I have them on my website. I have them in galleries and museums. But, you know, it's just another technique or strategy that I have available. But it's not something that I've really put a lot of, shall I say, publicity into or exposure. And part of it has been because I feel the resistance of people's
yes.
belief systems. And so I never want to impose on people in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable. And so I've never been really, forceful about my belief and my working with it, but I've just made it available as another option for people to use. And I have a lot of clients who really just buy my gemstone jewelry, and they don't even know that I'm a personal development coach and do all of this other stuff. And that's fine. I mean, I'm just, in my mind, I'm here in this world to serve and to make available whatever is going to resonate and work with humanity to make us all better. So however that shows up, I'm happy.
I get that, and I appreciate that, and that's why I use the word turbocharged, because you're pulling it all together. You're also a speaker, and Peggy, I was attracted to one of your topics. Time and stress are partners in crime, insidiously working hand in hand to steal your focus and drain your energy. I love that, I don't know, that mental picture that I get them holding hands here. Give us a quick tip or two about that topic.
Well, it's really so much of what we are all facing right now in the world that we live in. There is so much just stress and fear that sucks our energies and makes us reactive rather than productive and really undermines our ability to function at higher levels. So, I mean, just think about it for yourself. When you're afraid of something, you're withdrawing and you're pulling away from, and you're actually going into a place within yourself that is not comfortable. It's not a good feeling, right? So when you replace that sense of fear or stress with a more positive emotion, like happiness or gratitude, that can literally change your vibrational level to a much higher, more productive, healthier for your biology level, and can make a difference in how you perform and how you feel in everyday life. So it's so interesting to me because the bottom line is we have choices. We can choose to struggle, we can choose to suffer, or we can choose happiness, we can choose to feel positive, we can choose to help others, we can choose to feel gratitude. These are all choices that we have. And it, again, I go back to earlier when we talked, it seems so simple because it is. And we keep looking for the complications.
Absolutely. I do agree with that. And I find that with myself. I don't work for anybody. I am my own person here. And yet I come up with my own time constraints and my schedules. And then sometimes I feel stressed because I'm not meeting a deadline that I set for myself. Well, it's like, nobody said I had to do that today. And it's just very interesting how we kind of sometimes create our own stress.
Well, we totally do. It's again, our own perceptions, our own scheduling, as you point out, and how we deal with time, and time really is an illusion. And so we create deadlines, we create those pressures. And again, we need them sometimes. Short-term goals are okay. It's when we create these long-term goals and set up this time frame that sets us up for failure, because as Yogi decides, as expectations or frustrations waiting to happen. And I think that's really true that, and I teach a program every January on setting intentions for your new year rather than setting resolutions or goals. And when you set an intention, it's kind of a bigger picture. And it's an alignment of, again, how you want to show up in your world and how you want to create and who you want to be. And it allows you to really be fully in your authentic self and to really be on purpose and find your path that's fulfilling and nurturing for you and for everyone around you.
So much to know and talk about. What else should we be talking about today? Is there anything we missed that you wanted to bring up during our conversation today?
Just the fact that as we move through these challenges of stresses and fears and anxieties and so forth, my favorite expression is that we really need to pay attention to interrupters that we can use to change those moments. And the interrupters, besides the breathing, there's things just like taking a break and doing some exercise. I happen to have a rebounder, a little mini trampoline just outside my office. And when I need a break, I get out and I just jump on that trampoline. And it just helps to re-energize me and refocus me. So that's just another wonderful, simple technique that anyone can use.
Oh, I love that. I might have to do that. Thank you.
Fun. It's fun to do.
Every workplace should have little rebounders outside the door. People feeling crazy, they could just go let it all out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for any listener who is interested in my integrated life coaching system, they can go to integratedlifeplan.com. And I even offer a free consultation. So if you just want to talk about what your challenge is to see how it might be resolved and what techniques I might be able to help share with you, that's a good place to start. No, it's non-threatening, no commitment, and just to be able to talk about it.
Okay, so you've shared a couple of websites. We have 3minutestodestress.com, your audio blog, talkabouthealthyliving.com. Any other places folks can go to learn more about you?
If anyone is interested in having me come and do a talk, my speakers page is at talkaboutwellness.com, and that lists a lot of the different programs that I do.
Talkaboutwellness.com and your books that we talked about today, your gemstone jewelry, jewelry with a purpose, pain buster programs, your zone workshops for sports. I mean, there's just, there's so much. I just love you. This is so
exciting. Making my head spin. Actually, the jewelry is at stonewaterstudio.com. So anyone interested in the jewelry should go and explore that. And actually have a big sale going on right now through August 15th. So big summer, get up to 70% off. So it might be a good way to get introduced to peace.
Okay, stonewaterstudio.com, right?
Yes.
All righty. Well, my friend, any final words of advice before we head out?
Just that really happiness is an inside job, so it's important to take care of your inside and take time for yourself.
Oh, well, you've made me happy today. Thank you. This is Peggy Seelfon. Talkaboutwellness.com and all the other spots that she sent us to today. Please be sure to share this with everyone you know. There's just so much. There's just a wealth of information here. You are outstanding and awesome. I'm just loving this conversation. I think we might have to do this again sometime. Thank you, Peggy.
And thank you, Pat. I am loving this as well, and you are a fountain of information as well, so I thank you for your interest and your curiosity and your support.